The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time. The Power Mall is now open for those of you that want to talk to a live human being at 877-817-9829. And, of course, we have Bob Greska back. Gee, it seems like only yesterday we were talking to you, Bob.
Hey, it went quick.
Yeah, it went quick. I tell you, I just took a dose of this. You got to squeeze the dropper. For those of you who are watching, you got to squeeze the dropper twice, and it gives you, I think we'll do this one more time. I guess, yeah, we got a little more that time. So there it is right there. It's a black liquid. Well, what'd you expect? It's carbon, for crying out loud. So anyway, Bob Greska is the CEO and founder of Greska Carbon 60. And he got his Bachelor of Science degree in Mechanical Engineering from Southeastern Massachusetts University, which is ranked number two after MIT. It's now called UMass, but way back in 1978. And so his big focus was specifically carbon. And he helped develop fiber optics. He joined the Lockheed Missile and Space Program in Sunnyvale, California in 78. After 1 year as a material specialist with carbon fiber reinforced plastics, he was appointed the process engineer to oversee the fabrication of ceramic billets used for the space shuttles for Columbia, specifically reentry heat shield tiles. In 1980, he relocated to Littleton, Colorado, and provided materials engineering support for carbon fiber spacecraft structures at Martin Marietta Aerospace. And the list just goes on and on and on. Design support for Boeing 767 aircraft engine nacelle. He worked on Venus Magellan Probe, Manned Maneuvering Unit, which is the space backpack. Long history here. $8 million production operation for thermal ablative heat shield paint. we're talking about some serious work here, sir.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, especially working on the external tank down in New Orleans. And it was in New Orleans East, and they had bicycles lined up everywhere. Because these, you know, they're nearly, they're 200 and some feet long, you know, the external tank. And so you had five of them lined up in a building. You needed a bicycle to go around those things. Otherwise you spend, 20 minutes walking to get through the building. I mean, it was 43 acres under one roof.
Oh, my. That is huge.
Yeah, it was huge.
So anyway, we've got Greska's Carbon 60 in the 30-mil, one-fluid-ounce bottle, which I have in my hot little hand right here because my wife and I are taking it. This is a 45-day supply, so technically this will last us 22 days if we're both doing it. Anyway, you could pre-order it at the Power Mall right now, and you need to do that because the introductory price is $89, and you need to do that they're not going to run out because we're taking orders right now for it. This is a carbon-based dietary supplement, and, you know, the thing is I don't know. You can tell your physician, your healthcare professional, if we don't say this, then everybody's calling us up going, well, the FTC is going to come after you, and we're just like, boo, the boogeyman. We don't make claims that we can't back up with testimonials, and we certainly don't make claims to tell them that ignore your doctor. Of course, a lot of people may be ignoring their doctor at this point in time, given everything that's happened in hospitals with a number of people all of a sudden dying of sepsis and dying of, with COVID, dying because they were injected and strapped down to a bed, a 4-point, and injected with drugs like Scott Shara's daughter was, being murdered in hospitals, basically. And Bob, last time you were on, you told us a story about the guy that his relative snuck in a bottle of this stuff and he downed the whole thing and left the hospital healthy the next day.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah, it works pretty quick. We had another one this weekend. We had somebody in the Midwest. I got a little write up here, and they had a similar problem. They had a their brother-in-law was sick in the hospital and under pain, and he was screaming pain. And so they said, geez, they ordered some product, but it takes a while to ship out there. He says, does anybody nearby have any carbon 60? And so we looked on who was in their town and found somebody that was local. And and they said, yeah, I have extra bottle. So they drove down a half hour and then drove it an hour to the hospital, gave it to the guy that was in pain. They put it on topically. In 20 minutes, he started to feel his pain relief. It was some sort of a electrical energy issue in his body. And he would 20 minutes, he started to get some pain relief. The next day, Saturday, this was Friday night. This all happened like within 2 hours. Friday night. And then Saturday, he had no pain whatsoever.
Oh, my.
It's incredible. And that's putting it on topically. You know, it penetrates the skin. The molecules are small enough to go everywhere in the body. They go systemic.
That is amazing. Now, this is odorless and virtually tasteless. I just took it. I don't really taste much. I mean, you can take it orally. You can apply it topically on your skin for better health and wellness. It's impurity-free, gluten-free, non-GMO, all the good stuff. And the only 100% solvent-free carbon 60 product in the world. Now, does that mean that there's other products out there that are solvent-based?
Yeah, there's been a lot of copycats, and they purchase. See, we make all of our own carbon 60 in-house. I'm a carbon engineer, carbon scientist, and I developed a process to produce clean carbon 60 with not using any solvents anywhere in the process. I didn't know that when I did this because we were developing it for another reason. But finding out that it was, you know, a viable supplement, yeah, these other ones, they either use solvents to, you know, to extract it from the carbon 60 from soot or to increase the concentration. They use a solvent technique to increase the concentration of the carbon 60, and then they dry the solvents off. So that's the industrial grade. The industrial grade, they dry it off. They can't dry any more solvents. They say it's solvent free. Yeah, the volatile solvents are solvent free, but the ones that are chemically attached to the carbon 60 molecule or mechanically trapped in these clusters that all these. You ever see like mud when it dries, fine, silty mud dries and it pulls together and it gets kind of moist and then it dries off and it all pulls together, the mud cracks. So you got this large chunk of these tiny particles stuck together. Same thing happens with the carbon 60 molecules when you evaporate solvents off. But we don't use solvents, so we don't have that issue or problem. So it's much more bioavailable. The particle size is very much smaller in size.
Right. And so this acts as an antioxidant and cell detoxifier that activates the body's natural antioxidant response and balances the pH at the same time. Because, you know, we talk about the scientific aspects of this. The body is made up of a huge amount of carbon. So, well, you know, what's the difference between what we're ingesting in this bottle versus what's already in our body? How does it help it?
Well, it's carbon. It's readily available. You eat food to get the carbon out of it to put it into these, you know, hexagonal rings. And the carbon 60 molecules is made out of hexagonal rings and pentagonal rings. So those are used for the basic building blocks of all your cells in your body and your molecules and the carbon is used in your body extensively. That's why we eat food. And that's why carbon is basically safe, because it's natural. It's what we eat food to get anyways, is to get the carbon to process it. But here it comes in a bottle that's really just readily available, and it's clean, and it's small, and it's ready to move and move into different parts of your body to help it out and give electrons, basically. Now, it's like an antioxidant giving up electrons.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, too. If you'd have like various allergies and sensitivities, this doesn't fall into that category. It's not like, oh, I just ate peanuts and I'm going into anaphylactic shock. This doesn't affect anybody other than positively when it's ingested or put topically on the skin. This produces no type of negative reaction. It can't, because it's all natural, just like what's in your body.
Yeah, you just mentioned allergies, and I just happen to have a report we're putting up on our website.
Ah.
Because it's with allergies. Carbon 60 inhibits the allergic response.
Ah.
So, and we've had people use it for allergies. Someone in northern New Mexico, they had a pollen issue. They breathed the pollen, you know, they had allergies with the pollen. And they took the carbon 60. I said, well, snort it up your nose. You know, it's oil. It's sunflower oil. So you put about a half a serving. What you had was a serving size in that little dropper. About half of that up each nostril. The next day he went outside. No reaction to the pollen at all.
Wow.
Yeah. We've had people that were gluten intolerant too, that had an allergic response to the gluten, and every once in a while they were taking the carbon 60. Then every once in a while they would eat some gluten accidentally, you know, something that has it because you go out to dinner or something like that, you eat something, and he said, "Gosh, I didn't have a response." So we ate more grilled gluten. He called me up and he said, "I sat down and I ate a whole loaf of bread." I don't know how you do that, but he ate a whole loaf of bread, and he said, I didn't have any reaction at all, you know, so, yeah.
So that basically balanced his system is what it did.
Well, you know, you have, enzymes and, all your glands in your body, they produce, you know, different fluids and liquids to make your body function. And if you have a couple, you know, too many free radicals in that gland, let's say, and it doesn't work properly, it's because it has too many, you know, all these cells, molecules missing electrons, you know, they don't function. So that gland doesn't function properly. And so when you take the carbon 60, it'll go in, give electrons back to those molecules, missing electrons, make them function. Now that gland or whatever it is, that organ does what it's supposed to do, and it works. And so, yeah, so whatever he had deficient, it turned it back on.
Right. Okay. Now, just want to mention, too, that we are doing pre-orders for Carbon 60 right now for the 30-mil, 1 fluid ounce, 45-day supply bottle. And we're taking orders right now at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Now, you mentioned earlier, Bob, that this is mixed with sunflower oil. For those that didn't hear you the last time, why is that?
Well, there was a study done in 2012 was when they published it, and they tested carbon 60 in olive oil on laboratory rats, and they tried to toxify the rats to find out what the lethal dose was. You know, if you can take too much water, you can die. You know, that's the LD50, where 50% of the population dies, the lethal dose 50%. And so they gave these rats carbon 60 and olive oil, and they found no threshold. There was no limit of toxicity. There was no toxicity they could find. And actually, the rat study, this was the big study that put carbon 60 on the map, is it actually doubled their lifespan. They lived actually 90% longer, the rats. So, but they used olive oil. And so I looked at, and they were in France where they did this study, and they had fresh olive oil. And yeah, that's a good thing to use when you get it fresh. But you know, when it comes over to the United States, it travels 30 days on overseas shipping containers in 110 degree sun, and it's already partially rancid when it gets here. And I said, you know, there's got to be something better than olive oil. So we tested 10 different olive oils, and went through a series of tests with them, and we found two of them that were acceptable, but they were, you know, they had particulate in it, or they had a very short shelf life because of this rancidity. And a lot of it at the time that came out, they were adulterating. They were adding canola oil to it. You need 20% olive oil to call it olive oil. So you can have 80% or something else in there, you can still call it olive oil. So we looked at different oils. We tested, looked at grapeseed. We looked at coconut oil. We looked at a variety of avocado oil. We looked at a variety of oils, and sunflower oil came out to be the best. It just tested good, had a long shelf life. There was no taste. It was a cold-pressed, non-GMO, made in by Hain's Celestial, which is a big company in the U.S., and they have a quality product, and they don't usually run out of stock. So,
yeah, that's important. You know, people get on the Carbon 60, and what I want to know is, how long do you take it? I mean, could you take it for the rest of your life? I mean, do you take it for 30 days, and all of a sudden everything's hunky-dory? I mean, how does this work?
Well, you're subject to toxins in air, food, and water. And so they continuously come into your body. You can't get away. Air, food, water, and electrical smog, EMFs. Okay, they come into your body, and they can knock electrons off of molecules, making free radicals. And so when you take the carbon 60, it readily puts them back on. And so then they function properly. So it depends on what you have. If you can stop the source of these toxins coming into your body, then you could probably stop taking the carbon 60. But, you know, 200 years ago, we didn't have any toxins in the air, food, and water. It wasn't like it is right now. Everything, we got pharmaceuticals showing up in water and everything else in your drinking water. So there's all kinds of toxins coming into us. So most people do, when they start taking it, they see the benefits, you know, fairly quickly. You know, sometimes a few days, sometimes, you know, it may take a month, depending on what part of your body it's working on. The amount of blood flow, like cartilage, takes forever, and ligaments take longer, and muscles work pretty quick. Organs work pretty quick, too. But it depends how much toxins you got coming to your body. If you can stop that, sure, you could probably take it for a month or a bottle, which is 45 days. And you probably see improvements, but a lot of people continuously take it because they continue to see improvements. They start looking younger. They start feeling younger. They're acting younger. They're thinking younger. You know, I mean, it really is sort of a fountain of youth, this product is, because it does extend lifespan in many animals. They've even tested it on different lava and so forth like that, lava tests, and they live longer, you know.
Wow. So as far as we've already, I think, touched on how this compares to other similar types of products on the market, this is way purer than the other stuff.
Well, it's 100% clean carbon 60. There's no toxins, no contaminant. We had a test. So fortunately, we're in Colorado here, and we have the Colorado School of Mines. They have a transmission electron microscope, which is a high-powered electron microscope, to see these small particle sizes. So they characterize. We sent them samples. We bought, you know, carbon 60 samples from various manufacturers out there, like Sigma Aldrich. You know, like they're a big chemical company. But even they say their Sublime carbon 60 has trace amounts of solvents in it. Say it's near solvent free, but it's not solvent free. So there's no. So we looked at all these things, and they're very large particles. And then we did an analysis on them. They do what's called a HADD, which is high annular dark field analysis, in which they can tell if there's any contaminants, any other, if they can find one atom of hydrogen underneath the slide, you know, they can tell it's there, one atom. They, I said, you know, he said, no, it's the equipment is this sensitive. We can tell what molecule. All you have in our product was carbon. That was it, the only element that showed up. And these other ones we looked at, they had carbon, silicon, potassium, chlorine, sulfur, magnesium. You know, they had all these other materials in there. Because the process that they use, they take carbon rods and they burn them together. And carbon rods are held together with silicon, you know, silica, basically. And so when they burn the carbon rods with contaminants in them, they produce soot, produces 10% carbon 60. They put it into a solvent, all the good stuff kind of collects in the middle. The light stuff goes to the top, the heavy stuff goes to the bottom. And then they skim off the top and bottom, basically, with a high-performance liquid chromatography, a piece of equipment. And then they evaporate the solvents. They take that vat of solvents and evaporate them off. But so there's trace amounts of solvents in there. And the worst part of it is, well, yeah, you get a little solvent toxicity, but you get all the molecules that are clustered and aggregated and stuck together. So, and that's why a lot of my competitors, they'll mix for 2 or 3 weeks. They'll mix it, try to break those things apart. We don't have that. We produce 20 nanometer, no solvents used anywhere in the process, and they're very small. They produce like 1,200 nanometer particles. So it's a big difference. But anyways, and the proof is in the test, you know, when you take it and so like that. They still have good results. Don't get me wrong. There's 100 companies out there selling industrial grade carbon 60 as a dietary supplement, and they work. They do have some positive effects. But you do get that small amount of toxin. Toluene is a solvent toxicity. And plus, you know, it takes longer to work because they don't have as many small particles.
Okay. And now, as far as helping with brain function, what do you know about that? Got any testimonials or any info in that regard?
Yeah, that's probably our second most reported thing. You know, most people in about 4 days, they have more energy because it turns those you know, it just turns everything on in your body that's not functioning. So about 4 days, approximately, you know, I'm going to say most everybody has more energy in 4 days. In about 8 to 10 days, somewhere about 80% of the people report that they have clarity of mind. They can think better. They can think sharper. They can process information better. They can remember better. I mean, I have people that they remember, you know, some elderly people that have, you know, as your mind gets slower, as you get older, they remember to take the carbon 60. They forget to take their meds. And they go, what is that? Why? I'm taking this. Is there something about this? And a lot of people see results with it. Like I say, they take it, put it in their mouth, and they go, wow, okay, wait a minute. I had a lot of people that have, you know, some of them had very quick responses and, you know, pretty miraculous. Like this guy in the hospital with the pain, you know, 20 minutes, he's feeling better. You know, that happens a lot.
So, I mean, as far as like dementia and Alzheimer's, I mean, obviously there's chemical reactions taking place and they're still trying to figure this out. Have you seen anything as far as dementia and Alzheimer's where this actually would be an improving benefit to it rather than going? I mean, did you know they're going to put these people on Aricept, which is big pharma, and it slows down the process? My mother was on it, my adopted mom, and she just it slows it down. It doesn't stop it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would think that if this improves brain function, that it might be able to help with stuff like that.
Well, yeah, let me just say, like 80% of the, approximately 80% of the people have clarity of mind. A lot of those people are with dementia, or they are with Alzheimer's. They do have, you know, slowing effects in their brains. I mean, we're not doctors, we're not physicians. You know, we're a dietary supplement. So, you know, there's a big difference between pharmaceuticals, which are you know, they've got to be proven to be safe. About 30%, once they reach the 30% threshold that they see some benefits, they can accept those drugs as being safe for humans. You know, whereas carbon 60, it's generally regarded as safe. You know, carbon's in water filters, and they use that to clean up water. So it's a very, you know, it's a very cleansing material. And it attracts all the toxins out of the water and pulls it out there. Well, it does the same thing in your body. So people that have issues with their mind, they do see definite benefits. And like I say, that's about 80% of the people. I don't know how many of those actually have dementia or Alzheimer's, but probably a good portion of them.
Right. Now, we do have other products at the Power Mall that we talk about on the show that have to do with radiation. And I'm just wondering, as far as this particular product, how does that stack up?
Well, radiation is a wave in the air. And let me see if I have my, I don't have it handy here. But it's a wave in the air, okay? And as your higher frequency gets higher and higher and higher, there's a greater probability it's going to knock off an electron. So the higher frequencies, like your gamma rays, your X-rays, they knock electrons off your molecules in your body. And so the carbon is available to donate an electron. The molecule is a spherical molecule. It's made out of 60 carbon atoms. And so it's the spherical shape and nature of this molecule is most important, because being structurally spherical, it's structurally strong and it can give up electrons without collapsing. And that's what makes it work. But in the case of, you know, radiation toxicity, they've tested this on mice, laboratory mice. They gave them a dose of radiation, a lethal dose of radiation to the mice. The ones, and the ones without the carbon 60, they died. And the ones with the carbon 60, they gave it to the mice prior to getting dosed with radiation. It didn't even affect them. Now I'm not going to say the radiation didn't do any. Have any, you know, damage, but the carbon 60 molecules were readily available in their body to put the electron back on that the radiation knocked off. So there's quite people that have EMF sensitivity, same thing. You live next to a cell phone tower, you get all those waves in the air knocking electrons off the molecules in your body. Well, yeah, with the carbon 60, and I've had people, I have testimonies of people that live next to cell phone towers that had EMF sensitivity, as they call it. Once they take the carbon 60, their EMF sensitivity goes away because it puts the electrons back on the molecules.
Wow. I'm going to have to talk to some people I know in Florida that the woman is looking for answers to stuff like that too. And she's got that sort of thing going on too. Now, because of that, is that something that would cause fibromyalgia? Have we shown a correlation between electromagnetic frequency and fibromyalgia? Because it seems like all parts of their body just hurt.
That I don't know. You know, I don't know if EMF damage causes fibromyalgia. I don't know.
Okay. Has this carbon 60 been third party tested, by the way?
Yeah, we have sent it out to various laboratories. Matter of fact, we were slandered by our competitors because our product was better. So they said, you don't have carbon in your product. And, you know, and they're highly, highly vocal. They've got a lot of advertisements, a lot of internet, you know. So we were guilty until proven innocent to say, all right, we don't got a carbon. So we had it. So we sent it out to various laboratories, and I had a young fellow, gentleman working for me, you know, and he said, why don't we just look at the testing that was done by that awarded the Nobel Prize? You know, when they discovered carbon 60, they did this. It's called a mass spec time of flight, where they shoot electrons at the carbon dust, and the ones that travel further, they can tell how far they travel, how many atoms, 60 atoms, so they can tell by their atomic weight, their mass, how many atoms are stuck together. And so we used that. We sent it out to the University of Illinois. Matter of fact, we did all of our lot testing to verify that this carbon 60. And so we just sent it out to their lab. They tested it. They said, yeah, it came back with carbon 60 in the product. And our particle size, you know, the big thing is how small these things are. That's the breakthrough. It's their bioavailability. I mean, when you take one serving, you showed in that little dropper, there is over 100 billion carbon 60 molecules. So, there's over 100 billion right there. 100 billion. These are so small. People don't realize how small they are. They are extremely tiny. These molecules, it would take about, anywhere about 50,000 of them to bridge the width of a human hair. 50,000 wow. molecules to bridge the width of a human hair. So the numbers are incredible. You know, actually, there's a lot more molecules in there, but we say 100 billion because people can't even fathom. I'm a numbers guy. I have a hard time fathoming a trillion or a quadrillion, but there's about a quadrillion in that serving size. But we always say over 100 billion because it's just easier to explain to people.
Yeah, because when you start getting in numbers like that, then they think we're talking about the national debt. So anyway, yes. So and not only that, folks, but you can also, from my understanding, use this topically as well.
Yeah, you can use it topically. I mean, it's sunflower oil. They use that a lot in cosmetics. Sunflower oil is a carrier for some different cosmetics. And yeah, you can put it on topically over a muscle, over a joint, over a ligament, or you can use our We have a mist, which is a spray. It's not that good, but it's a mist. And this one here, you just spray on, and it's a water base. It's carbon 60 and water, two ingredients, and it's very bio-based. It's much more user friendly. Let's put the water is because you're not oily for 2 hours.
Where do you have it?
Yeah, you use the oil, you're oily for a couple hours.
Sounds good.
The molecules go right into your skin.
Gotta love it. Greska's Carbon 60, right now available at the Power Mall by pre-order, 877-817-9829. Give us a call right now and get yours. We'll be back. We're going to try to dial up Sam Ronan after these words. Stay with us.
Readiness products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
And we're back at 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time for this final segment of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and Sam Ronan joins us. And of course, we talked earlier about Taylor Swift on the show.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of speculation about what Taylor Swift has done. The fact she's visited the dark side, there's back channel videos out there saying that she sacrificed a little boy and stabbed a little boy to death and drank his blood. I mean, there's all sorts of crap going around on social media. And of course, 4chan, of course, has produced a whole bunch of nasty stuff, and they've tried to ban it on X, and it's still floating around. And it's gotten weird. But the bigger problem that everybody is kind of concerned about, especially the conservative movement, is having this meltdown about Taylor Swift being used in all of her sexuality to motivate her Swifties to vote for Biden. Sam Ronan joins us now. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me. And, you know, conspiracies always abound, don't they? And yet, yeah, with all these conspiracy theories, we have a genuine list by the name of the Epstein flight logs that is still not public information, and the parts that have been unredacted has not resulted in any sort of prosecution. And yet, as you just mentioned, we're going to believe that Taylor Swift is sacrificing children and drinking their blood for eternal youth? Come on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but we've talked about adrenochrome and all sorts of other stuff on the show before. And, of course, that's, you know, again, I've yet to see a video of anybody drinking it. But here's the thing. You served in the U.S. Air Force. Thanks for your service. We appreciate that. You're magna summa cum laude in the National Latin Exam. And foreign exchange trip to Germany. You enlisted in the Air Force in 2009. And by 2011, got your associate's degree. So now you started, after being honorably discharged, you founded Average Joe's Initiative.
Yes, sir.
What is that about?
So my whole purpose for enlisting in the Air Force was to serve my country. And in October of 2013, I experienced my first government shutdown, which I thought was the first government shutdown. Go figure, American government education. That being said, it was a wake-up call to me because I was active duty. I was working in the deployment office, and we had just sent people downrange. And we were still pretty active in the global war on terror at this time. So there were definitely casualties, and there were definitely fatalities. So imagine you're overseas fighting for your country, wounded, bleeding, and dying, and you get a call from your commander. It's like, oh, by the way, you're not getting paid this month. So your family back home, they're not getting paid this month. So your wife, your children, what have you, is up in the air because a few politicians in Washington wanted to play games with your livelihood and your well-being. And that's when I realized that my service that I wanted to fulfill to my country could not be realized in the military, and I ended up in politics. All that to say, when I did get into politics, I realized, well, you can't just run once and then give up. I tried, right? So you got to do something. So I built the Average Joe's Initiative. What we did there was build the infrastructure and platform for first-time candidates. Basically, all of the tools and resources that the political parties should be providing and should be encouraging to citizens to utilize, but don't, we built. And for about 5 or 6 years until I ran again, I was managing that, getting people to participate. We had an app going. It was quite well. I think several people even ran for office across the country utilizing it. It was just difficult to maintain the funding, of course, of the server when you have low income or working for, you know, a living like I do.
Yeah, we get that. Now, how did you enter politics, and in what form did you enter politics when you
You introduced me as running for president in the Republican primary, which is ironic because my first entry into politics was running for state representative as a Democrat, then running for the DNC chair as a Democrat when I realized the party did not support you unless you were in a big blue city. And that was my big argument, that the Democrats, for whatever reason, decided to not embody their democratic ideals. They do not support rural Americans. They do not support first-time candidates. They do not throw the money where the money needs to go and invest in the places where it needs to be invested. There are plenty of Democrats in the Deep South. There are plenty of Democrats in very red states and counties and voting districts, but the party's like, ooh, it's going to be difficult to win, so we're not going to invest in there. And then what do you expect? So that's why I ran for that. And of course, I didn't end up becoming the DNC chair, but that's one of the reasons why I felt committed and compelled to create the Average Joe's Initiative and build that app and that support system.
So the thing is, though, is that others have utilized this and gone on to serve in public office.
Yes, I believe there have been several people who did use this software while it was running. It isn't anymore, unfortunately. What it was is it basically took all of the districting data that is normally held back by a paywall from the DNC through their NGP van and made it public. And then whatever data you did through your phone banking or your canvassing, you got to keep yourself and you got to deal with however you wanted. We just hosted the app and the server that maintained it, but we never saw the data. We never controlled the data. I don't know enough about programming to maintain that kind of software. So when it became apparent that I couldn't keep taking advantage of my friend who was doing this in his spare time, I was like, hey, it's all good. And it's fallen to the wayside. I'm working on getting it back now that I'm making a bit more money on my own. I'm trying to develop another server, trying to get that app up and running and getting it back out there because it was a very, very useful tool.
So you have a website, samronan.com. What do people see when they go there?
So they see a lot of policy, and I tried to make it as digestible and easy to read and exciting and shareable as possible. Not everything's sexy, though. Not everything's fun when it comes to politics. I am a huge nerd for high-speed rails, okay? I want to go on a choo-choo train from Nashua, New Hampshire, and end up in L.A. in the same day in 10 hours. And it's possible. Wow. There's bullet trains now that are capable of going 500-600 miles per hour on land, and it's fantastic. But people are like, what about the economy? And I'm like, well, there's that, too. I'm just not as excited about that.
So, I mean, people are into technology, which I understand, and they want to make life cleaner and easier and more convenient, and I get all that. Now we enter Taylor Swift. What is this? Why are politicians enamored with her? I mean, on one side, you got conservatives having a meltdown. On the other side, yes, everybody says, look at all the tens of thousands, if not millions, of Swifties that will vote for Joe Biden. A lot of these Swifties are not of voting age.
Right. So
what's the rationale here, Sam?
So the rationale here is that Vivek Ramaswamy stopped running for president and he realized nobody knew who the hell he was before and now after his campaign. So he's trying to remain relevant. And then the same is true for DeSantis. Although he is a governor still until whenever his term is up, he's still largely irrelevant in the grand scheme of things other than Florida man. And those two realizing that their prominence at the national level has gone down incredibly quickly, they're grasping at straws. Now, Taylor Swift has been the punching bag of conservatives and liberals, as the case may be. In the early thousands, when she was suing teenagers for streaming her music and we were dealing with MP3s and all this, that and the other, she was a conservative darling and a Democratic, you know, witch to be hunted. And now, because she is massively successful, let's not sugarcoat it. She is massively successful. She's also very philanthropic, right? So she is still a billionaire. Like, let's be very clear here. She has 1 and 9 zeros net worth, and she has also donated $100 million. So 10% of that net worth she's already given away, and she's still a billionaire. Like, I don't think people grasp that she is doing what a lot of billionaires claim to do but never follow through on. And so now, because her politics also align with a lot of the social issues, and not to get into this one, but, you know, she has her views on the Israel-Palestine issue that do not align with the Republican narrative. And so now she's just being lambasted from the right. But it's kind of pointless because, like you said, half of her fan base are teenagers, right? The children. And to that end, if Taylor Swift somehow ends up hearing this, let me be very frank and clear. You could influence politics. You very well could. You have the resources. You have the means. You have the stardom. You get on television whenever you want. So you theoretically could. But the conspiracy that you're doing all of this nonsense to help Biden or Trump is kind of foolish. Secondly, if you were to endorse a candidate, endorsing Biden wouldn't necessarily help Biden, especially now. By the time election comes around, people have forgotten you endorsed him. And even if you endorse him at the 11th hour, like November 1st, October 31st, something like that, it'll get a little bit of buzz. But whoever was going to vote for Biden isn't going to vote for Biden because Taylor Swift said vote for Biden. They're going to vote for Biden because they don't want Trump or Nikki Haley, who seems to be rising in the ranks. And then the third thing, Miss Swift, if you happen to be listening, if you truly want to impact politics and dip your toe, start supporting the unknown candidate, the dark horse candidate. And I'm not saying that to be self-serving. Support RFK Jr. Support Frankie. Support, shucks, now I forgot his name, the one from the Green Party. But sure, support me too. If you give us your endorsement, that elevates people to a national spotlight that otherwise wouldn't have it. If you support a front runner, that's just putting a bucket of water in a stream that's already flowing. If you want to make an impact, you have to create one. So I'll say that's what I got to say on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, political scientists and people out there. I've studied poli-sci. I know you have. And so, I mean, we're looking at this scenario the way it is. And then you got people like Liz Cheney, who has fallen in complete disfavor with most everybody out there, except for the university where she's teaching. It seems like when they all get downtrodden and beat up by politics, they go into a college professorship. Why is Liz Cheney thinking Taylor Swift is a national treasure? You know, here's the thing. All these people that have come out and stuck their toe in the water, so to speak, by taking sides in the Palestine-Israel issue, have all of a sudden gotten shunned and thrown by the wayside and ridiculed and mocked on social media. Now they've taken social media and turned it into more of a divisive weapon, and it really is not helping anybody.
No, it's not. No, and you're absolutely right, and I'll just kind of piggyback on that. You know, Taylor Swift being a national treasure, I mean, how many rags-to-riches stories are there in America, right? I mean, and then how many of those rags-to-riches stories are truly rags-to-riches? I mean, again, this is not bashing on Taylor Swift. This isn't bashing on Mark Zuckerberg. This isn't bashing on Bill Gates or Bezos or shucks.
Buffett, right?
You know all those people, right? They're billionaires. They're massively successful. Other than Buffett and Gates, they're fairly young. They're millennials. They're my generation. Woo! But at the end of the day, like, there were parents on boards. There were parents who were making $500,000 doing other things. Like, the national treasure aspect that we should focus on isn't the rags to riches story. Is have they been innovative? Have they been impactful and beneficial to society? Have they been revolutionary? And here's the thing. I'm not the greatest fan of Jeff Bezos. I've worked at Amazon as a maintenance technician. I can tell you it's not great. However, he has revolutionized products and sales. He has changed online sales forever. It's like we're not going back to the cassette tape. I mean, vinyl's making a comeback, I guess, but like we're not giving up streaming anytime soon, right? Like he has changed the way society operates. Mark Zuckerberg kind of revolutionized and catapulted social media into the mainstream. Yes, we had MySpace. Yes, we had a few other things, but it wasn't until Facebook emerged that we started getting the titans of industry. And the same thing with Taylor Swift. Again, that transition from physical copy media to digital copy media and how artists can monetize it. Again, she was one of the first. And never mind Bill Gates, who literally invented the modern day era of computing. Like, the military uses Microsoft. Europe uses Microsoft. Like, I don't know of any country or industry that doesn't use Windows operating systems, right? Like, it's the base of our phones, for crying out loud, unless you're Apple. But Steve Jobs was the guy I was trying to think of. But you get my point. Like, these people have made significant impacts. What's Vivek done? What's DeSantis done? Arguably, what's Joe Biden done, other than keep a chair warm? What's Trump done, right? I mean, what have these great names done to truly impact society in a foreseeable future way? Nothing, right? They've either, you know, brandished, you know, their fists or whatever and beat their chest, but what lasting impact? Build Back Better? That's irrelevant. The wall? That's irrelevant. You know, they're going after Taylor Swift because it elevates their mediocrity, their less than, and makes it better by reaching up to her coattails and her heights. And this is, again, this is not me, I guess, elevating Taylor Swift or exonerating her or whatever else. I'm just stating the facts for what she has accomplished in her life. This versus Trump and all the other candidates and these Republicans and Democratic wannabes.
Well, but see, Trump is a billionaire too, and Biden is a millionaire. Biden is not a billionaire. The other thing too is that now you have Travis Kelce in the mix, who rolls up his sleeves and show you his band-aided arms that got paid $20 million by Pfizer to sit there and advocate getting a jab, which a lot of people are dropping dead. That doesn't look too good for a PR stunt. Then you got the NFL, Roger Goodell. He can't be happier than to have Taylor Swift, because every time Travis Kelce catches a pass, all of a sudden they go up to the booth. And when they score a touchdown, you know, her and Brittany Mahomes are going all bananas over each other. So, I mean, you know, the NFL is loving it. But the fans, on the other hand, depending on where you are, don't like one bit of it. And so I have a hard time wondering, because of all the blowback that people are getting You know, 4chan came out with the smear campaign of taking artificial intelligence and putting her name with all sorts of dirty language and handprints all over her and throwing it all over social media. And people are looking at this thing in one of two ways, because I've talked to a lot of people about it and asked them, what's your take on this? And they said, well, one, it is possible that this was a sympathy type of deal. Oh, the poor dear, she's a victim. I don't think Taylor Swift ever, aside from the lyrics that she writes about all her past experiences, she made money off of playing the victim. And people apparently relate to that because misery loves company. She's gotten stardom because people love misery. Otherwise, they wouldn't be watching The View. So, you know, I mean, it's just these crazy things that society is enamored with, which makes me wonder why Taylor Swift would even want to get involved. I mean, she's got a life. She has a personal life. You know, she's got Travis. I don't know that this is just going to be a temporary fling. And when the Super Bowl is over and whoever may win, the Chiefs are now all of a sudden favored and the Chiefs are getting all this press because she's dating Travis Kelce. But Travis Kelce, you know, turned a lot of people off because he rolled up his sleeve. I mean, it's like they can't win, so why even play?
So that's the thing about politics, isn't it? Even if you are a billionaire, it doesn't mean you're good at it. And and at the end of the day, too, it's like, what do you want out of it? I want to serve my country. I want to make the country a better place for regular people like you and me, right? Every time the cost of gas goes up, the cost of insurance or rent or food goes up, we, you and I, feel this, and your viewer, we all feel this suffering. Taylor Swift is never in her lifetime ever going to have to question whether or not she can eat or live or sleep somewhere. That's never going to happen for her. It might happen to Travis if he doesn't manage his funds. Well, we've seen a lot of athletes and even other starlets fall into poverty because of foolish mistakes. Obviously, Taylor Swift has turned herself into an empire. So why would she dabble in politics? And that really is the question. Why? I mean, honestly, if I were Taylor Swift, I would just continue making music that sells lots of money and then give philanthropy out as needed. Now, granted, if I had $1 billion, my philanthropy would look a little different. I would establish networks and infrastructure. But hey, that's what I would do if I had $1 billion. She's choosing to give it away for donations, which charity is one thing, but it's also a write-off. And once it's done, it's done. But if you create, I don't know, a nonprofit healthcare or nonprofit, I don't know, ISO, ISP, carrier service, anything literally that you could create as a nonprofit that you pay for as a service, and I don't know, now the citizen can write off on it. Crazy things, but why would Taylor Swift get involved? The question really comes down to, does she think that by being a decent person to the masses, that that'll help her financially? If so, then what she's doing is fine. She's not endorsing anybody. She's not running for office. She's not doing any of that. She's just being a good person on paper. But if she's genuinely trying to make an impact, then yeah, you're right. She is going about it all wrong. She really needs to learn about geopolitics and like foreign policy and domestic policy and like the actual issues and how her $100 million of donations could have actually been put to better use by simply founding a national nonprofit healthcare service. You know what I'm saying? It's just little things that I think once you achieve a certain level of wealth and stardom that you don't recognize anymore that your impact is now different. And what you thought worked when you had, you know, $50 that you were donating to, I don't know, Goodwill, that's not the same as donating $50 million because that $50 million could be turned into a source that could benefit. And that's going into like the weeds a little bit, but
I get what you're saying.
Involved in politics.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Sam. But here's the thing. Taylor Swift, kingmaker, she's not. And correct. The thing is that everybody that has gotten involved one way or another, their career has been affected because of the political viewpoints that they've taken. I mean, Hollywood has already proven it. I would think that somebody with her capacity right now, she's relishing in the moment. Roger Goodell could not be happier. The fact that she's up in that above the broadcast booth, hugging Brittany Mahomes and celebrating a Chiefs victory. You know, up to that point, and I mean, after the Super Bowl is over, which is very soon.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is back on tour again. She's going to leave her Japan tour to come over here, and then she's going to go right back to doing what she does, and that's turning on all these teenagers with her antics on stage, because don't say that sex doesn't sell. She flaunts it, for crying out loud. It, Biden, I would think it would be a detriment because everybody looks at him as a hair snipper. You know, I mean, every time I just look at him putting his arm around her and sniffing her hair, and I'm like, oh, my God, I knew it was going to happen. You know, I would think that she would be smarter than that. If she's a smart businesswoman, like you say, she would have nothing to do with anybody's campaign.
Exactly. And that's kind of where I'm coming from, is the only way she could impact politics is by elevating somebody. And you're right. She still couldn't make that person a kingmaker, right? She couldn't just go up to somebody off the street and be like, hey, this is now your idol. This is your president. This is your congressman. She's not that capable. She just isn't. So it comes down to, Taylor, what are you doing? Focus on your niche. But if you want to donate money and if you want to do some philanthropy, reach out to me. I can help you set up nonprofit healthcare, nonprofit insurance. And you will make thousands, if not millions, of people that much better off.
See, that's what we call making a difference. Sam Ronan, I appreciate it. SamRonan.com, folks. It's been an interesting segment here. We appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much. In the meantime, folks, we're out of time for this segment of the Power Hour. Be back tomorrow for a hump day edition. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Be positive. Make a difference in somebody's life. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.